I'm Bill Zortman, and welcome to It's Your Business. It's show 582 in our original It's Your Business series. We're going to give away a dozen roses in this hour. Yes, it's better to do Valentine's Day earlier than be late. So our returning florist to Kellogg, News Talk 1320-1079, wants to share his flowers, his secrets, and why Flowerama could be the right place to frequent from birth to passing on. We'll also talk with two ladies that continue our theme as Jody Schwan and the Business Journal launched this week, the Women at Work, women owning 19,000 businesses, generating $2.6 billion in sales each year. Now, in our first hour, just for the record, if you missed it, it'll be on podcast online, Brownie says, before much longer. We not only met Jody and her new boss, Bill Albrecht, the president and publisher of the Argus, who knows the value of dedicated women in his workplace, Julian Edwards, who puts her water softness first at Connecticut, Dr. Stephanie Wuben, audiologist with Stanford Hearing, expecting a baby momentarily. She did write a good poem. Mary Howard, 20 years in the financial services industry. Jesse Schmidt, Better Business Bureau of South Dakota. And Valentino's Joy will be joining us this hour. Her dad, John, who is going to pass that torch to Joy, talked a little bit about all that she was doing. That's a pretty good manager if the dad can have the daughter working in the place. Now, Chuck Kuntz is with us from Flowerama.
Yes, sir.
Nice to have you with us.
Thank you.
Like our theme, being prepared for Valentine's Day, doing it on the 7th rather than the 21st?
That's better than the 15th, February, too.
You have a lot of those people. You were telling me that story about the number of people that will hang around and say, what do you got on the 15th? It's a little late.
Yeah. Well, then there's other people, too, that work, truck drivers and people that work shifts at Morrell's and other factories and places around town that they can't get off on the 14th, so we accommodate those on the 15th.
You and I have been talking. You and I got a chance to meet each other at a Sertoma Club meeting, and I came in and we talked about the importance of service clubs, and you've been a part of that service club forever, right?
I've been a part of this service club for about 10 years now. Yes, I've been a life member. I first joined out in Colorado Springs. I've been a life member since 1971.
Well,
about the year I was born.
Oh, yeah, right. But what I did find with that group of individuals was they've been involved with a bingo parlor. They've also had the Sertoma Butterfly House. They were looking for ways that the Argus leader kind of rose the question about those kind of clubs dying. I'm a part of some clubs that are not as big as they used to be. And I was very happy to have you guys, when I spoke out there, say, you gave us license to make some changes and bring business back into it because we want to continue doing our service projects, and we got to have members to do that.
We got to have members to do that, yep. We're first service to mankind. And, you know, the Children's Care Hospital is familiar with that, and all the 60 schools around the area know that they can depend on our club to come and do hearing aid tests once a year to 7,000-plus students.
We're talking with Chuck Kuntz, Flowerama. They're at 41st and Marion Road. I had a chance to go out yesterday, and my wife got all excited. She said, you went to a florist a week in advance? And I said, yeah, and I saw lots of flowers, and I know how they got there, and we're going to tell that story on the radio tomorrow.
Okay.
So tell us about the flowers and how people are going to get those flowers just in time for Valentine's Day.
Well, we've been preparing. We have lots of product that we'll have available to put in your hand come Valentine's Day. We'll be making deliveries all this week and next week. Some people like them delivered a little earlier. So we especially like those customers. That way your Valentine can get them early, because our flowers are always so fresh. They last a good amount of time anyway, so then she has more time to enjoy them rather than on Friday evening.
Flowerama, if people want to call today, you still have some for sale, correct?
We got a few. Several thousand available for sale. Yep.
But what people need to do is start calling, start making those arrangements. Don't wait till the last minute.
Yep. Call or phone out there. It's 275-0053. And you can speak to any of us, and we'll take your order, and whether it be for come in now and pick them up, or we'll deliver too, and we still have deliveries available next week.
You're also on Facebook. You have a website. You've got...
We're proud of our website. Well, that's a homemade website. I could buy a canned website pretty easy and put that on and then look like others. Instead of that, one of the girls worked for us many years ago. She said, that's easy. And click, 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 and then 5 minutes later, we got a website. So we do our arrangements and hang a sheet behind it and take a picture of it. And my computer guy, Jordan Bra, who is the IT guy down in Harrisburg, he puts it on our website. So everything on our website is what we have done.
One of the things that I did pick up was pricing, looking at maybe where one of your favorite grocery stores, what they charge, what Flowerama charges. If you compare the numbers, you know, it's almost like buying a car, except that if you wait too long, the car's not going to have any tires. It'll be gone. And in this particular case, whether it's a dozen, two dozen, or what you might need, some of the accessories, check with Flowerama. You're a part of a group at 41st and Marion Road that was kind of intriguing to you. You, like you said, the people that are a part of this group, they really didn't want them to have a lot of experience there. They wanted good business people that would take care of those customers that came in.
Yes, it's, you got into any business, you got better be ready to work, and you better have the stay-to-itiveness. We've been there now 10 years. We opened December 11th, 2003. We got it somewhat better than a dairy farmer, where they got to work every day. We get Christmas Day and New Year's Day off. Other than that, we're open every day of the year.
What I like about you too, Chuck, with Flowerama is it's a family business.
Yep.
Tell us about the family, how they're involved, and how we couldn't get the 10-year-old to join us on the radio today. He had to go to school to learn accounting.
Yeah. Well, my wife, Sandy, she's my partner, and so is our son, Michael. He's in 27 years in the Air Force Reserves, and he's gone this weekend. So we pretty much sound alike on the phone, and that way I can get away with saying, are you Mike or are you Chuck? And no one knows the difference. And then now at Valentine's time and Mother's Day time, my daughter, Michelle Wisensee, works out at Wells Fargo Financial. She'll take the day off, and she comes and works. And then my grandson, William Wisensee, who goes to Christ the King School, he is having next Friday off also. So he comes, and he'll be there at 7 o'clock next Friday morning and working like a trooper all day.
We're talking about women in business, and when I talked with Sandy yesterday, I asked her, who's in charge here, Chuck or Sandy? And she said,
I kind of remained silent. At one time, whenever I shut my mouth, that's when I keep my mouth shut.
But basically, you work together. And you've got...
We've been together almost 50 years.
You showed me a lot of steps in the process, and I was very comfortable as I walked away with all the balloons. Multiple language balloons.
Yep.
Those things that make Valentine's Day special, that means so much to so many in the week ahead.
Yep. We stock Spanish balloons, and it's pretty obvious when a customer comes in, and we know that he's learning the English language, and we then hold up, say, the Spanish balloon. And you can just see the light up in his eyes. Oh, thank you. Thank you. Thank you for accommodating me and recognizing me. And they buy that. There was a Ukrainian couple. Her husband works like 70, 80 hours a week at a factory down in Canton. Buys a lot of flowers for his wife. He came in one day and said, we're proud to announce that we had a baby. And great. So I gave him a couple of extra flowers that day to take home to his, I think it was a baby girl. And here about a week later, he comes by with her in the car, the baby, and said, come on out and see the new baby. So I did. And on the way out, I took an American flag and I gave it to him. And I said, here, she's a United States citizen. She needs her first flag. And the mother and dad just stood there and they couldn't believe that anybody would recognize him and do that. Everybody's welcome in our place.
And if you want flowers, 275-0053.
Yes, sir.
The correct number. Flowerama is at 41st and Marion Road. Don't wait too long. And when we come back, we're going to tell you where those flowers that you're going to get next week have come from and what he's doing to make sure that they're just the right temperature, just the right condition to get them to the one you love. All a part of It's Your Business on this Friday. And we're having some fun in our show today. First hour, all women in the show talking about what they do, just a part of the 19,000 in business here in South Dakota, generating $2.6 billion in sales. This hour, we're including a lot of women. We got one thorn that's with us right now, Chuck Kuntz with Flowerama. Got to have a thorn with all the pretty ladies, don't you think?
Yep. Yeah, they call me an old leather leaf.
There you go. 275-0053 is the Flowerama number. Now, the question I had is, okay, I went through the warehouse yesterday, and the picture of the warehouse is going to be, I call it warehouse, it's actually a little storage area, garage area, but there are plenty of flowers that are right there. But I said, where'd they come from? How'd they get here? How do you keep them just perfect? And if you will, take us from where they were picked, where they arrived, and how they got to Flowerama at 41st and Marion.
There are websites where you can get on and actually watch the Colombians and the Ecuadorians go out in the fields and pick them. And from there, they some of these roses can grow 6-7, I've heard 8 feet tall under ideal growing conditions. And they cut them in Colombia and Ecuador and carefully wrap them. Each person that wraps them puts their name on this pack of 25. They come 25 in a bunch when they come out of the field, from the farmers in Colombia. And then they put 8 packs in a box. So we get them in boxes of 200. And they leave Colombia in those gigantic cargo airplanes. And at that point in time, once they get into that airplane, then they start maintaining about a 35 to 36, 7 degree temperature. They're dry cut, and they will last so long as they stay cool. And they fly this gigantic cargo plane over to Miami and then right into refrigerated hangars that are also maintained at about 35 degrees. And then once the plane is in that hangar, then they unload them into trucks. And they truck them all up the East Coast, the central states. And most of our flowers east of the Rockies come through either Miami or Africa. And I hear at times like this, at Valentine's time, that it would be a sight to behold down there in Miami, that the trucks will be lined up 9 and 10 abreast for 30 miles, waiting to load up to and a truck can hold, 30, 40,000 pounds of flowers, lots of flowers.
And lots of different colors.
Oh, yeah, we got, at least 150 different flowers. And then roses alone, there's, I think, 150 different colors of roses, and then probably several hundred different variations of those colors. Yeah, there's lots of different combinations of colors and kinds of flowers.
You know, the big thing is you get them into this country, into Miami. You have to get them to Sioux Falls, South Dakota, get them here safely, and then once you have them here, you are, and yesterday I checked the temperature. You know, that was something that, being an old weatherman, I could tell the difference between below zero and above zero. And I saw 38 to 41 degrees. Is that pretty accurate?
That's almost perfect.
And I saw that in the two locations that you mentioned. The other thing that you guys do, you do some hand-tied bows.
Yes.
I saw Sandy do that.
She's a professional, and all the girls know how, all the girls, we won't mention the guys. All the girls know how to make hand-tied bows, and especially Sandy. She'll sit at home, and she does a lot of pre-planning and ordering of different product at home. And while she's there, then in the off days, then she starts making bows and preparing for Mother's Day and Valentine's Day. And she come in the store here a few weeks ago with over 1,000 bows that she hand ties. And we kind of take everything like, if we can't do it right, we're not going to do it at all. That it's pretty easy to cut time, cut things, cut quality, cut this and cut that, and just taking reps, if you're lucky, wrap something around the vase and say that's good enough. I don't like that term, good enough. These are hand-tied bows, and they're personally, and each one actually is a keepable.
Chuck, I get a chance to visit a lot of businesses in the Sioux Falls area, and one of the things I always look for is customer service, what you're doing to protect the customer. And I was intrigued by the fact that you told those people that have so much loving care with those flowers yesterday that if they see something wrong, don't sell it.
Right. Right. Time to catch it is in the store. Sometimes we inventory the store sometimes twice a day, all the finished product. And when anybody is taking inventory, whether it be in the morning or at 5 o'clock in the afternoon, if something in that cooler catches their eye that it isn't quite right, then pull it out. If the girl that's working that day doesn't like it, neither do I. And if that something does slip by and the guy gets up to the counter with it and we know our product and we eyeball that, and we'll all of a sudden say, oh, we better check this over to make sure it's right. Take it back. And if we can't make everything fresh, we say, you know, I don't think you want this. Let's go out and find something nicer. And time to catch quality is right at the hand rather than at home. It's too late once it gets out the door.
Talking with Chuck from Flowerama, 275-0053, 41st and Marion Road. Think ahead. This is a week before that day that you got to have Valentine in the hands of the person that you love. It makes a difference. Now, tell us about Flowerama. We have a couple of minutes left. We okay. want to know, they're tied to Waterloo, Iowa. Is that correct?
Well, yeah, the original guy and his brother was Maurice Frink from Waterloo, Iowa, and they owned Frink Crazy Houses over there. Nice old couple and brothers, and they got to selling flowers out of a wagon and in Cedar Falls, and one thing led to the next, and they said, well, let's get bigger, and they just kept growing, and they would check out their franchisees very carefully. And didn't matter if you could afford to buy a franchise or if you had lots of money. That if Moe's, they called him, approved of you, they were going to make sure that you got in business. And all you had to demonstrate is that the willingness to work hard and devote a lot of hours to it. And there were over 150 Flowerama's in the country. There's a lot of them right now in and around Ohio and in the Indiana area, and there's several in Minnesota, and we're the only one here.
Well, not only Valentine's Day, they've got huggables and lovables. They've got cards. I learned a little bit about cards yesterday. Check at the bottom just to be different from everybody else that comes in, because all the cards that people buy generally are not below your knees, okay? Yeah. And that, I enjoyed the story on that, but it made a lot of sense to me. Plus the bear that was bigger than you and I. And, you know, we've had a few meals at Sertoma and Kiwanis clubs. So, you know, we're decent size. But the bear that came off the top, and people that love bears this time of year.
Yeah, we got lots of teddy bears. We got plushed animals and you name it. We got lots of singing balloons, the regular balloons and those that sing. The love balloons and street Valentines, we got tons of balloons. So when you come in the store, you'll see a sea of strings coming from the ceiling. We'll have over 400, 500, 600 balloons blown up and then just the strings. So you walk through, you can just start picking out your own balloons.
Anniversaries, birthdays, everyday items, sympathy for sickness or death in the family. That's a topic for another time.
Mm-hmm.
But you take care of people, whether mm-hmm. they've lost a loved one or hospitals. Mm-hmm. That's something that you've been doing at Flowerama. If you don't think it's a family operation, go in and find out who's related to who, find out what they're doing, how they're doing it, and they'll give you a crash course. I was impressed yesterday. I was going to spend 20 minutes, Chuck, an hour and 40 minutes later.
Yeah.
I felt like
I wouldn't let you go.
You wouldn't let me go, but you know what? It's Valentine's Day. They expect It's Your Business host to go in and learn something.
Yeah.
So we got a picture of me looking at the flowers, smelling the flowers. We also have a picture of what was set out there. 25,000 or so you'll sell next week?
Yeah, we'll have, yes. Including roses, we'll have more than that. Yep. And my daughter, Michelle, will be at the come in on the 14th. My daughter, Michelle Wisenstein, will be there, and you see that littler guy. That's the grandson, William. So he'll be there, too.
Guys named William or Bill are not too bad. Yeah. I'm going to ask you to stay around.
We
got a dozen roses to give away in the next half hour.
Yep.
You stick around?
I can.
Okay. When we come back after Fox Business News, we'll talk to at least two other women that are busy helping in South Dakota. Advanta Mortgage provides a great financial location for your mortgage, and a number of the loan originators and Sue Ladwick, the office manager, have been with us on our show. We're featuring women today. We're doing that a week early, Craig. Do you think that's a pretty smart thing to do?
No, that's an excellent thing to do. You always got to feature the women whenever you have the opportunity.
Well, you are the senior loan officer. They all respect you. That's what I've been told over there. And you have the loan snapshot of the day.
Yeah, with the market throughout the week, it's been up and down. The mortgage-backed securities have been changing kind of drastically this week just because of the job market changes that have occurred and the new reports that have come out. And it's gone up and back down. And this morning, the conventional Fannie Mae 30-year fixed rate has settled back where it was on Monday at 4.250% with an APR of 4.443%.
18.7 means?
That means that you can always call even after 5 p.m. and on the weekends. And we've got an on-call mortgage banker that can help answer any questions you might have, even take an application, or just give you an estimate of payments if you're looking at specific houses.
All right. The person on call this weekend, man or woman?
It is a man, and it is myself.
Uh-huh. So have you got a woman that's on next weekend with it being Valentine's weekend?
Well, I think we should give the women a break next week from work, don't you?
You got the theme of the show. You're learning, Craig.
I think that maybe we'll probably put Sean or Jordan on call next week.
Oh, they're going to love me for that, aren't they?
Yeah.
All right, if people need more information, they need rates, they need help while they're out looking at houses, how do they find you?
They can give us a call, and they got to remember that rates are always subject to change based on the current market conditions as well as specific loan programs and individual borrowers' details. And then call at 275-2777. And they can even ask questions about that new first-time homebuyer tax credit that I'm so excited about.
Craig Marquardt, Senior Loan Officer at Advanta Mortgage. Craig, we appreciate you taking time. Tell all the ladies that are so hardworking at Advanta, we appreciate them for all they do.
Very good. I will do.
Advanta Mortgage, mortgage bankers you can count on. All right. Aaron Esser, have I got you on the phone?
I'm on the phone. How are you, Bill?
Fine. Yoli is what we're talking about. You own your own business. You're on the road in the Twin Cities today. And so that you understand, we're sharing the love today, something that you've been doing with our audience in January, looking for ways to help those that are trying to find healthy ways in 2014. It's February. We have Valentine's Day to tempt us. Can we still make it work?
Absolutely. You know, so many people have New Year's resolutions, and now it's February, and most people have given up on being healthy. And the great thing with Yoli is that it's not a diet. It's a lifestyle, and so people are sticking with it. It's great.
All right. People need more information. Let's give out that information, your website and a phone number.
Website is YoliSueFalls.com, Y-O-L-I, SueFalls.com, and phone number is 221-4360.
You've been a trainer, now have your own business, and you're helping people lose weight. What are you doing, and can it work for those in our audience?
Yeah, absolutely. You know, the last 8 years I've been studying nutrition, and 4 years ago I lost 70 pounds on my own, not really following a lot of, you know, mainstream diet, you know, confusing information. Yoli came around about 6 months ago, and just really fell in love with the system. It's a system that anybody can follow. My kids are, you know, take some of the products. You know, it's about eating real food. Anybody, any age can do it. It's a lifestyle. It works around your life. And, you know, diets don't work. I think we all know that by now. You know, everybody loses the same 10 pounds, you know, over and over and over again. But with Yoli, people are doing it, and they're keeping it off, and they feel great. It's not just about the weight loss, but it's about overall health, and people are loving it. The results are just incredibly amazing. They humble me, you know, every time I hear a testimony. It's it's incredibly humbling, and it's the reason why I'm doing this. So
you're actually today in the Twin Cities talking with a new member of the Yoli family, and you yourself have had some success, and so is this young lady.
Yes. Sarah Grine is her name, and actually we trained her about a year ago, and so I had the fortunate enough to meet her and work with her. And then she moved back up to Minneapolis about 6 months ago. I wanted her to try Yoli, and it just really wasn't her time, but recently she came on board, and I think she's on, and she's had amazing results, just great results.
Sarah, you where you can hear us?
I can hear you from the Twin Cities.
Oh, my goodness, and I'm glad the Twin Cities is listening to South Dakota. They ought to be doing more of that, right?
Well, South Dakota does have a good piece of my heart, so anytime.
All right, so how has this worked for you? It's more than just losing weight. It's got to be a lifestyle change.
Absolutely, and I can tell you I could write a book on everything I've done, not only for weight loss, but just to feel good. I think I've tried it all, and I can only say amazing things about Yoli. In my first 12 days, I lost 20 pounds. And it wasn't only the weight loss that made me feel so great. My energy increased. I was sleeping better. Just, it was really like feeling good from the inside out. And, you know, like Aaron said, it took me a little while to get on board. And once I did, I was hooked. Since then, my boyfriend, one of the biggest skeptics, has started, and he's on day 5 and can't say enough great things about how he feels. And that's what's so exciting about Yoli, is it's not just about weight. It's just like transforming your health.
Feeling good inside out is a nice way to put it. And that is something that has worked for Sarah. We're talking with her. She's got ties to South Dakota. She's now in the Twin Cities. The boyfriend now understands the value of it. And it's more than just losing 12 pounds in just 20 days. It's, or 20 pounds in 12 days, whichever that case might be. It's about keeping it off, creating a lifestyle that it was healthy when you did that.
Absolutely.
So when we do that, Aaron, it must make you feel good that you've been able to get Sarah into play, and that now is reaching so many other people.
You know, that's the beauty, truly, of Yoli and this business, is that not only am I able to help people by just introducing them to the product. That, I mean, the product is amazing, and people just become, you know, a walking billboard. You know, like Sarah losing 20 pounds in 12 days. I mean, that's amazing. That's ridiculous. And like she said, not only that, it's energy too. But because she's feeling so great, she wants to share it with her friends and family and the people that she loves and cares about the most. And that's the beauty of Yoli as well, too. Not only does it help people transform their health, but, you know, it's helping transform, you know, their finances and their financial life as well, too, because there is a business that is attached to it. And so, so it's definitely, it's nice to have it all because, you know, we need our health, you know, but, you know, financially too, you know, a lot of people need, you know, a little extra, you know, every month. And why not, you know, why not do that by, you know, helping people, you know, really literally transform their health and feel better and get up in the morning and just, I mean, feel amazing. And just they, you know, get up and want to start their day and just, you know, just feel great and want to share that with other people. So that's what it's about, just sharing the love.
Aaron Esser, Yoli. Again, how do they reach you, Aaron?
It is YoliSiouxFalls.com, YOLLISiouxFalls.com. Phone number is 221-4360.
All right, safe travels. Again, Aaron Esser, another one of the women working that we're featuring in our special, women and their ownership in Sioux Falls and South Dakota on It's Your Business. Thanks, Aaron. Thanks, Sarah.
Thanks, Bill.
Thank you.
When we come back, we're going to talk with a lady who has her own auto repair shop and doing good things on the edge of everything, all a part of It's Your Business. Still the dozen roses to give away. Don't go away. Well, not too far from Sioux Falls, Lene Rodinius has her own auto repair shop. It's on the edge of everything, and she joins us from her location at mile marker 387 in Hartford, South Dakota. Lene, good morning.
Good morning. How are you, Bill?
I'm doing fine. You understand what you're doing, whether it be snow tires, finding how to open a hood for my wife, serious engine trouble, or oil changes. What's a woman like you doing in a place like that?
Well, Bill, started out at a college and went to work at Pam Oil about 27 years ago, and I love it. It's never the same thing, and I love to help people. And in this business, we find a lot of stranded people that come into our place of business, and we just love to help them out.
What's the difference with your shop versus some others? Obviously, you've got a woman's touch involved.
Absolutely. I guess I'm a believer in having a clean, you know, friendly atmosphere to come into when you need to get your car repaired. And that's what we portray. And I guess I've always believed in details, and I think that might be a woman thing. But yeah, we pay a lot of attention to detail, and I think that's the main difference between our shop and someone else's. You know, we just want to make sure that customer's satisfied with our service that we provide.
Lene Radinius, you're also president of the Hartford Chamber of Commerce this year. What do you hope to bring to that organization that just turned one?
Well, we had a great year last year, and what I plan on bringing to it, I guess, is a lot more activities with the other business entities here in Hartford, get more people involved in the community, because we have an absolute great community here. There's just so many services that we offer, and we just need to make sure that our surrounding consumers are aware of it.
So why is your business helping lead the difference in Hartford, and why should people consider living or shopping in a Hartford, South Dakota?
Hartford is a great community. We have a wonderful school system. We have a pharmacy, we have grocery store, we have golf course, we have automotive, you know, shops here. We are kind of a small, quaint community that is still close enough to Sioux Falls, you know, for any other, you know, potential needs that they need. We even have a clinic here, as well as a vet clinic. So I would say that Hartford is unique in that perspective, where everything that someone would need is right here in Hartford.
Where do they find you, and how do they reach you?
They can reach me at 528-6666. And again, you had said right there at exit 387, we're just north of the BP station.
Lene does have to put up with me, and we kind of like having a woman's touch in business in leading the Hartford Chamber of Commerce. We'll be hearing from you or Scott. We actually should have a woman doing that, don't you think, at the end of this month?
I do. Yep.
Okay.
I will do that for you, Bill.
That is 3 weeks from today.
Maybe you could tighten up Bill's muffler belt, too, while you're at it.
Oh, boy. Lene Radinius, the Prez, the Chamber of Commerce, yep, in Hartford. She has her own repair shop, and she does a heck of a job. Thanks for being part of our show. Did you write a poem today?
I didn't. You know, I left it at home, Bill. I'm sorry.
You left it at home. Well, I think that may disqualify you. We'd like to have been able to bring the flowers to the edge of everything, but we can't do that today.
I let you down.
Yes,
you
did.
That one that you shared with me yesterday, I tell you, I don't know if I could beat that.
All right. We'll take that as a yes to that one. Lene, thanks for joining us.
Thank you.
Let's see, Russ Hoovendick, Directional Motivation, ClientStaffingSolutions.com. You do have a poem.
I do. I sent it to you, but you're going to have to read it because I don't remember it now.
You don't?
No.
Was that the one?
The email?
Was that about the scent in the pocket, or was that a different one?
No, that was yours, and what a wonderful one that was. I'm going to have to take a look and see if I can come up with the poem that I sent you.
Well, it wasn't a bad poem. I'll find it while we're talking here.
Here it is. I found it, Bill.
All right. Now share it. We got one of the judges listening over there, and he's got a dozen roses he wants to give away from Flowerama, which is not too far from where you office.
This will probably bring tears to the listeners' eyes, I'm sure. Roses are red, violets are blue. Need a better career? Let us help you.
Okay. I got a smile, but I didn't get a thumbs up. So.
All right. Shoot.
All right.
We tried.
But let's see if we can help some people with jobs. Direction of Motivation, ClientStaffingSolutions.com. And as we have said, the show is pointed towards helping women in our audience. And we have you as our genius helping women, helping men find jobs. You're an executive recruiter, military background. Tell us a couple of your success stories.
Well, we had an individual that she was actually out of Omaha. And we've placed her with a Fortune 500 company. And she started as of the 3rd. So she's been down there for about a week now and doing great. And, boy, it really makes our day when we can take and help veterans and help women. We do a lot of placements of women.
Well, women are important to the workplace, and we talked about 19,000 businesses in South Dakota with being led by women. That's an impressive number.
But it really
you help women. You also help veterans, and we're going to have a veteran on the show Tuesday talking about what you did for the veteran.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, he's very excited to be on the broadcast, and we're getting that set up. And he's down. He just came back from Afghanistan, so he can tell us a little bit about his trials and struggles over there as well, and then coming back and facing the trials and struggles of the employment office or employment marketplace.
Deployment to employment and a how to interview book, what Russ has done. If you're a business, give Russ a call. Tell him that you'd like to have your name on that book. Help some people get some jobs. In South Dakota, we help each other. And Russ has put together quite the project, and we've been very happy with It's Your Business to kind of share it. Russ, how do they find you?
They can reach us. Our phone number is 605-362-8176. The extension is 101.
You have a great weekend.
All right. Thanks, Bill.
All right. I've still got Chuck Kuntz staying here with Flowerama. Have you had a poem that has deserved the flowers yet?
Well, we're contemplating. We're waiting.
So the jury is still out?
The jury's still out, yep.
Okay. We will talk about that. But is it time to go to Todd Neuberger out on Southeastern? Edward Jones provides the Main Street to Wall Street report. Todd, I have to say, being that we're featuring women today, Jane helps us so many times. We're so thankful for Jane.
Ditto. Jane's amazing. Jane and I have worked together in one capacity or another for over 20-some years, Bill. So, and you can imagine in an office like this, you need your right-hand person or go-to person, and that is Jane. So I'm very fortunate to have that relationship for a lot of years.
Well, do you have a report?
Morning, everyone. Todd Neuberger of Edward Jones bringing you the Daily Financial Market Report. U.S. stocks are trending higher as investors weigh employment data that was released this morning. The unemployment rate declined to 6.6 despite lower than anticipated increases in non-farm and manufacturing payrolls. The employment data also showed an increase in the labor force participation and a decrease in the underemployment rate in the United States. So far this morning in the S&P 500, the best-performing sector is consumer discretionaries. Worst-performing sector is telecoms. At 10:30 a.m., the Dow Jones Industrial Average was up about 88 points at 15,718. The S&P 500 index is up 15 points at 1,769, and the NASDAQ is up 46 points at 4,057. Volume on the New York Exchange has traded about 170 million shares. Advancers are outnumbering decliners by a 6-to-1 margin. In commodity markets, the spot price of gold is off $2 at $1,255. Silver is down 2 cents at $19.88. And crude oil prices are up 89 cents at $98.27. In some stocks of local interest, Daktronix is up 9 cents at $13.66, Citigroup up 58 cents at $48.83, Raven off 23 cents at $35.21, Summit Hotel Properties is trading at $8.84, and Meta Financial Bank is up 46 cents at $39.26. This is Todd Neuberger of Edward Jones, a member of the SIPC, serving individual investors with personalized attention and long-term financial advice in Sioux Falls, bringing this Wall Street to Main Street report, Bill.
And Todd, when our audience needs help, and they'll probably get to talk to Jane first, can you give us a couple of ways they're going to be able to reach you?
Locally, call us at 371-0375. Be glad to help with anything that people have questions on in reference to their finances.
All right. We appreciate you, as always, Todd, and tell Jane thanks for all she does.
Thank you, Bill. Take care. Bye now.
All right. The jury is still out, but they're knocking on the door. I think they have a decision. Is that what you understand, Chuck, that we're very close to
it's
having?
Pretty close, yeah. The jury's still out, though. We'll see.
But we're going to give the flowers away in the next couple of minutes,
well,
right?
It's a special one, so we got to give it to us first.
Okay.
Special.
All right. Valentino's, 41st and Willow. Do I have John or Joy here?
Well, this is John today. I actually gave Joy off.
But, well,
you know, if you're looking for somebody special on those flowers, my teachers always told me I was special when I was in school.
Yeah, there you go. I didn't hear any poem, though. You know, you had an extra hour, and you didn't come up with it.
Shoot.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's Fish Friday. You were out fishing.
Yeah, well, no, I should have been rhyming something with the soups.
We'll give you a chance when it's Father's Day. How's that sound?
Okay.
All right, the soups today to go with the fish.
Yes, we got the Mexican corn chowder, which is a must here, tomato bisque, and chicken noodle. But we also have a new pasta out today. It's a penne V&Z, and it's named after the owners whose names were Val and Zena. It was one of their favorite casseroles. It has a layer of sauce, a layer of penne, and then a layer of heavy meat sauce with also a layer of mushrooms and cottage cheese. Another layer of penne and another layer of sauce, and then, of course, mozzarella cheese on top. It is really excellent. A lot of people around here don't quite know what to figure out with cottage cheese on a casserole, but it is very good. It tastes like cheese, not cottage cheese.
Bing's Joy's not off, and maybe she's busy. I can talk about desserts rather than salads?
Yes. So, and, of course, you know, we've just bringing out the cherry cobbler. It was time to change the fruit. We went from apple to cherry, and, of course, that's going over very good. And, of course, cherry for Valentine's Day. And, again, we make it from scratch here. It's very good, delicious. It's even better with some real vanilla ice cream on top.
Well, sounds good to me. Again, Sunday brunch, make sure that you know that they add in all the specials on a Sunday morning. Prices are just right. A chance for you to bring the family. And every time I've been in there on a Sunday morning, there have been lots of families that I knew. It seems to be a place that people have gone for years. This isn't just a new restaurant that started. You've been doing it 20-plus years.
Yep.
All right, Valentino's, 41st and Willow. Have a good weekend. Tell Joy thanks for all she does and all the ladies that wait on us there.
I sure will.
Thank you so much.
Yep, thank you, guys.
All right, time's about up. I mean, the clock's running. Do we have a winner? You want me to read it?
Read it. Let's see it. So I have another choice.
Soon, I'll meet my Valentine. She's coming straight away. She's rosy pink. She smells so sweet. I'll meet her any day.
Oh.
Dr. Stephanie Wubin.
Really?
That's cool. Expecting.
And she's going to have a baby.
14th or the 17th of this month. So we will have to make sure we're not late with the flowers. Do you think we could do that?
Well, Let me flip the cards here.
Let's see. What would Shell say? What would Sandy say? What would Mike say? They'd say, Chuck?
Yeah. Okay. All right.
We've had a good time with you today. We've talked a lot about
Stephanie,
women.
Right?
Dr. Stephanie Wood.
Dr. Stephanie, yep. You're the one.
Absolutely.
Are you listening, Doc?
I'm sure she is. And we'll get those over to her. But Flowerama has been our guest. 25,000 flowers next week. We've talked about how they're brought in, how they take care of you. If they don't look right, they take care of that end of it. And we want to make sure that everything goes just right with Flowerama, 41st and Marion Road, 275-0053. You've got all those things that you do. We are in our last minute. So if you were to tell somebody what kind of flowers, what they ought to do for Valentine's Day, you would say?
Just stop on by, and one of the girls will help you make the proper selection. So when you leave Flowerama, you're going to